today.
Free Talk Live. It's the show where you can take control. Give us a call at I got nervous and didn't write it down.
It's 855-450-FREE.
Thank you, Ian. 855-453, and you can also...
It's free, not three. 855-450-FREE.
Thank you.
One of the reasons we've started actually spelling it out recently on the air is because somebody called to say they couldn't... We've had a call saying they couldn't really make out the last word, and they also said that they couldn't... somebody else said that apparently some phones don't even have the letters on them anymore. Remember how phones used to have letters on the numbers?
Yeah, I've had that problem. I'm trying to call Free Talk Live before. I'm like, free? How do I type that?
Yeah, so it's 855-450-3733, and of course we will take your calls about anything.
You can also contact us through Skype. The Skype name is lrn.fm, so just send us a contact request and we will accept and have you on the air, and the Skype calls tend to sound really good, so... That's another way to call us.
So, Allie, do you want to talk further about the minimum wage? Because you had this story out of Switzerland where apparently they're going to be voting on a $2,800 per month guaranteed income for all adults. Now,
right.
It's not made clear, and I don't know if the details, you said it's a relatively short piece, but it's not made clear. Is that like everybody, even if they don't work, gets
$2,800? All adults.
So everybody. So I can just sit around the house all day long and collect $2,800 and not have to do anything for
That's
it?
That's my understanding. That's what the protesters are calling for. So that's really interesting because it's a little, you kind of figured it out what it would be an hour. It was like $16 an
yes.
hour.
Presuming a 40-hour work week.
Right. And if you work less than that, it's even more an hour.
Correct.
So you're saying that it's kind of like a minimum wage, but it's almost...
But not really.
But it's different because a minimum wage is where the government comes in and says that employers can't pay their employees less than a certain amount. This is people asking the state to pay them, send them a check for this month, or for this much every month.
Right. That's the thing I guess I didn't get sometimes, you know, when I'm sitting in the first chair, but you're sitting in the first chair right now. Sometimes I don't really, all the details don't hit me because I'm usually like doing two or three things at once. And I miss that detail. This is everybody. This isn't a working thing. This is if you suck air, you get $2,800 per month if you live in Switzerland.
The story says.
Which is horrifying.
Organizers submitted more than 100,000 signatures needed to call a referendum on Friday and tipped a truckload of 8 million 5-cent coins outside the parliament building in Bern, one for each person living in Switzerland. Under Swiss law, citizens can organize popular initiatives that allow for the channeling of public anger into direct political action. The country usually holds several referenda a year. So I don't know if this is going to result in anything because, well, for one thing, I can't imagine how a government could go on sending 8 million people this much money every month.
Well, the government would go on fine. I mean, all they have to do is turn on the printing presses. That's one of the reasons why this might work is because, well, people love the idea of a freebie. And it's easy to rally people behind the idea of bigger and better payments coming from the government. You know, they say that you can just buy votes, and that's basically what this is. It's
right. They either
votes.
Have to print it and so make that worth nothing. You know that
right?
That
it would inflate the money supply dramatically.
Yeah, that $2,800 is going to be. It's going to mean like going to buy you bread. Before long.
That's just it. You know, before long, right? So it won't happen right out the gate, but if the government people are printing this up, and so you're saying these checks would come from the state, it would not be the places they work. So
right.
If people were to work, then in theory they would make more than the $2,800. So they would make the $2,800 base level amount, and then on top of that, they'd make whatever their work salaries would be. So if this happens, and again, it's just an initiative, it may not pass, but if it does happen, then that first check that comes into people, there's going to be a lot of people who aren't making $2,800 a month at, you know, McDonald's or whatever low-wage job is over there in Switzerland. They might be making $2,000 per month. And so they're going to see this check come in, and they're going to say, well, why would I want to keep working?
Right, I'm just exactly.
Because not everybody understands the economics here. We can talk more about that in a moment. But the average person is not going to understand the economics. They're just going to see that check come in. $2,800, pretty sweet. Why am I working again? So they'll go ahead and quit their job and then just figure that I can subsist on the check. But then, as you're pointing out, as the government continues to dump more money into the economy, this is classic inflation. More
right.
dollars chasing the same amount of goods means the prices will start to go up.
So, or I guess they could try to tax people to cover the cost, but then you're just going to be taxed.
Tax the rich, you mean?
I guess. I guess that's the only other way they could possibly get the money.
Boy, of course, you know, if you start taxing, I mean, already if you're living in a country like Switzerland, you probably already have a progressive income tax. I'm just guessing, you know, it's Europe, so they probably have progressive income taxes, meaning progressive income tax, meaning that the rich people will be taxed very heavily in comparison to poorer people. And so already it's likely the rich are being taxed to death in Switzerland. This, if it makes it even more drastic, will, of course, drive rich people out of the country. They're going to take their money and themselves and their businesses out of the country, and that's going to allow fewer choices in the marketplace for those who remain in Switzerland. So this just doesn't work from an economics perspective, but the problem is people don't understand that. They don't get it. And to put it in perspective, think about it like this. If tomorrow, all the people who, you know, are shouting for a living wage, if they got their way and the price of labor, the minimum price of labor, went up to $15 an hour in the United States, so it doubled, because right now it's $7.50 or something like that.
I think it's $7.25. It might be $7.50.
So let's say it doubles tomorrow. Well, what is that going to do to the prices of the burgers that they're selling at McDonald's?
Well, you probably have to have a college degree to work at McDonald's, because at that point, I wouldn't have a job because I don't make $15 an hour. And then if your wages reflect what value you're adding to a company, so I can't pay you more money in wages than what value I get out of your labor, because that's a failing business model. I'm losing money on that employee. So all those employees who don't have whatever skills or experience are required to really, profit a company, they're just going to be layoffs.
Well, okay, so you've identified one of the ways that a business owner can deal with increased minimum wage. There are others. So, for instance, you work at a convenience store, and so, therefore, yeah, it's true. The boss could say, well, sorry, Allie, I just can't afford to employ you here anymore. Best of luck. You're fired. That's one way that they could do it. They could bring their costs down to the point where they could keep the prices the same level, but then the boss is probably going to have to come in and work her tail off to try to make up the difference, because if she can't afford to hire you at $15 an hour, she can't afford to hire anyone
right.
at $15 an hour. So that's not really a likely choice if she wants to continue running her business, and presumably she would. So the other choice is that she could cut quality. She could buy the cheapest possible products at the lowest possible price, and then, you know, offer crappier product. Let's say she was making a widget or something rather than just retailing.
Right.
She was making a widget out of fancy wood. She would have to cut back to, you know, particle board or some crap, crappy parts that would be going into this, and therefore maybe lose customers because it's not the same quality product anymore. Or she can do the third thing, which is to raise prices. Now, that's the easiest way to deal with it, and that's the way a lot of businesses are going to have to deal with it, because you can only fire so many employees before your business goes under. In most businesses, the employer, you know, especially in a service-level business, the business owner has to have somebody helping them.
Right.
And so, you
well,
know,
they're not going to be able to, like, they're not going to be able to hire as many people, so that's going to cut down supply of widgets they're able to provide at the market, which is going to create scarcity and raise the cost. You're right.
They're probably going to have to cut jobs, or they're going to have to add responsibilities to existing jobs. But the most likely choice is they're going to raise prices. That price of that hamburger is going to go from $5 to $10. If you've got to pay twice as much money to run your business, you're going to have to double your prices. So all of a sudden, everything costs more.
Right. What do you think? Do you think that people deserve a living wage? And how do you imagine implementing that? Give us a call at 8-
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find the features that we share with you. They are free. In fact, you get to control the content of the site So what you see on the front page was created by listeners like you. You may vote on the things that are on the front page. They're news items or blog posts or maybe YouTube videos, whatever online that our listeners like you think was interesting. They could post them there, and you can vote on whatever you like or dislike. Go to freetalklive.com, and you can find all that there for free. That's freetalklive.com. The Podcast Awards nominations are open, and you can nominate Free Talk Live. We sure would appreciate it if you did. Podcastawards.com. You are welcome to nominate us in the political category. That's, once again, podcastawards.com. And I don't know when the nomination period closes, but it's usually open for a couple weeks. So go to podcastawards.com. And I think usually you can put in, I don't know if it's more than one nomination. You can vote more than once the voting starts. You can, and we'll let you know when the voting starts. So if you want Free Talk Live to possibly win another podcast award, we have won them in the past, you can go to podcastawards.com and put us in. Gosh, we sure would appreciate it. So 855, 450 free. Let's go to the phones here. We've been talking about the minimum wage, and Joyce is with us listening in Ithaca. Joyce, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Joyce. You're listening to WNYY. What's on your mind?
Yes. Well, I just heard you say you could vote twice, so I was wondering if you would call that voter fraud, but that's not why I called.
Who said that we could vote twice?
You did. You just said it.
She's talking about the...
I'm sorry. You meant on the podcast awards.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah, no, it's not fraud because it's one of the rules. You can vote once per day in the podcast awards the voting begins.
I'll have to get up early every day. Okay, so the first thing that I wanted to say was... that I think you misunderstand, is the basic income for everybody, you said it was something like $2,700. Well, it doesn't really matter. The point is that they don't give that check to everyone. They give the difference. So, like, if somebody earns $1,700 a month and they should be getting $2,700, then they'll get $1,000 from the government. It's not.
You may be right. My article on MSN says that... the committee, the grassroots committee that was having the protest, is calling for all adults in Switzerland to receive an unconditional income. So I guess you're right. That does make sense. It would be a difference. But I was, but it says per month from the state. So I just imagined them sending this check to everyone. But
well,
maybe that was the point
state,
I missed.
But it makes it up to that point so that nobody has to live under the poverty line. That's the way it's usually been suggested in other places. On the other hand, however, in a way, this is welfare for industry because this means that, let's say, a company like McDonald's can pay a lousy wage, and the government will supplement.
They'll make the difference up.
Right, so they can continue charging a lousy wage.
Well, that's interesting. I'm glad you brought that detail forward, Joyce. Now, of course, that doesn't address the issue of, well, why wouldn't somebody just quit their job at that point?
Right.
Well, because the possibility of making... Well, you know, that's a matter of opinion of human nature. And I would rather be doing something and be assured I'll earn a certain amount than be doing nothing. And there might be people who would quit their job and do nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. Okay. But the point is that it would be a small percentage because human beings are not built that way.
I don't know. I mean, I think people would still want to do something, whether it's going to a movie.
Well, wait, why not? Whoa. Why not work underground?
They want to do something. As a rule... Okay, well, we can't argue that right now.
I don't want to argue with you. I'm just asking you, why wouldn't they work underground? Look, I agree with you. I'm the kind of person who, if I don't have something to do, I get bored, and that's not good. I'm always busy because I've always got plenty of things to do. So why wouldn't I quit the job and start collecting a $2,800 check from the government and then use that to, do whatever business that I want to quietly off the radar?
My answer to that is, if you're a criminal... you might do that, but most people are not. And there will always be people who scam a system, every system, including welfare, including food stamps. I mean, yes, there are always people who scam a system. But as a rule, if you study societies, it's always a small percentage, and it's usually controlled by the society. Because if it gets too great, society fails, and so something has changed.
But what's a criminal is determined by the law, and I think it would be hard to argue that most people don't know when they're being a criminal because most people don't know what all the laws are. So
well,
I'm sure most people are criminals.
No excuse. And most people do know when they're being a criminal. That's why...
I don't think so. I think
why,
there's a lot of laws...
You don't have to think so, but that's why our courts determine that if you... that you had to be aware that you're committing a crime in order to be... in order to be convicted. If you weren't aware you were committing a crime, they consider it immediate, not immediate.
There's no criminal intent.
Temporary insanity. They call it
They can still punish you for breaking the law. They still call you a criminal, even though you weren't aware of being a criminal.
No, you're acquitted. No.
Well, you're both kind of right. I mean, Allie's right in that... Yeah, they'll still send you to jail if you were selling cocaine without knowing that it was illegal.
No,
but on the other hand, there are some laws
that... That's a matter of ignorance of the law is no excuse. So,
well, that's just a cliche.
If you know right and wrong, but you don't know it's illegal, that's too bad.
Well, now, not everything that's wrong is... Hold on, not everything that's wrong is illegal, and not everything that's right is legal.
Well, these are all very interesting arguments, but my point was... That as a rule in a society, a small minority of people do the kinds of things you're suggesting. So instead, let's look at the general public. The general public would succeed with this, whereas you assume they wouldn't. So we can always watch and see what happens and see.
You think that the people in Switzerland are proposing would be successful?
In my belief, do I think it'll be successful? Yes.
And are you not concerned at all with inflation?
I don't think it would cause inflation. I think it would be a stimulant. Because just like it would be a stimulant to the economy. And so
do you understand what inflation is?
I sure do.
Go ahead and define it for me, please.
So inflation is when there's too much money, so things start to cost more because the value of the money goes down.
So aren't they going to be printing out money in this case?
Well, you mean like we do?
I don't print money, do you?
I meant we, the government, United States.
Oh, well, I'm not the government. But yes, the government does print money here, too. Yes. That's inflationary.
Yes. Well, in this case, when we were suffering, the government printed out some money to stimulate the economy, and we can argue whether
how'd that work for you?
It works fine.
You think so, huh?
You say that inflation is when there's too much money, but too much means that there is like relative, right? You know when you have too much when you know what the correct amount is.
It's a matter of trust, isn't it? It's a matter of trust.
I have a question for you. So what does it mean for there to be too much money?
Too much, what do I mean is there's more money than there was yesterday, but the values of everything have stayed the same because the amount of goods is the same amount of goods yesterday.
Do you think that this would somehow add value to the economy if the government just sent everyone check?
Listen to what I'm saying. Stimulus means that if you put more money in people's pockets, they'll go out and spend it, and that will make the economy grow. And the economy, if the economy grows, then inflation is held in check.
Thanks for the call, Joyce. I hope I agree. Appreciate it. 855, 450 free. We'll continue with more in moments.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power." A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you you with resources to fight theft, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 One is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. freetalklive.com allows you to interact with the show in a variety of different ways. You can also follow us via emailed updates or Facebook, Google Plus, or Twitter. Whatever is your choice, they're free. So go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up for your preference there. That's news.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project is quickly approaching 75% of its main goal, which is to reach 20,000 people who love the ideas of liberty so much that they're willing to actually move their lives, as Ali and myself have done, to New Hampshire, to be with other people who love the ideas of freedom and who are willing to actually take action. We are at 14,904 participants now. We want to reach 20,000. So in another 96 signatures, we'll be at that 75% mark, and then it'll be another 5,000 people, and then we'll reach the 20,000, and there'll be a five-year window of time in which all 20,000 have to move to New Hampshire. We now have over 1,400 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So we're at about 10% of our current total signers here in New Hampshire, which
That's
is
great.
Really awesome. And more people are just going to keep coming. It's going to be even better as time goes on, because more people means more new ideas and more activism and more people to take part in whatever it is that's going on. And there's always a lot going on, and it's only going to get better. So go to freestateproject.org. If you're tired of the rise of the state, if you're tired of the state constantly interfering in your life and other people's lives, people who are peaceful and who don't deserve to be attacked by these people who call themselves the state, you need to do something about it. And joining the Libertarian Party, following Ron Paul, you know, doing these things is not going to solve your problems. and it never has, to concentrate activists in one geographic area, then we have a chance. FreeStateProject.org. Go there. Learn more. That's FreeStateProject.org. Let's go to the phones here. Mike is listening in Wayne, West Virginia, to WVTS. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Mike. What's on your mind?
I'm totally against the minimum wage hike simply because, like you stated earlier, it brings the cost of everything else up, and my wage stays the same. You know, it hurts anybody else that makes more or does more than minimum wage jobs.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, for instance, if you're at a job and you get paid, let's say you get paid $15 an hour because you're a fairly skilled worker at something, you know, you're not a low-skilled worker, so you get paid more. Well, if all of a sudden they raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, a lot of companies are going to, they're going to give the minimum wage guys the same amount that you're getting, and that's only going to upset the longtime employees who, like you, might have been somewhere for a long time and put in a lot of time and hours and sweat and trying to get up to that new
wage.
Well,
they're also going to have to fire some. I think the ones that the minimum wage hurts the most are going to be the people who are not adding as much value to the company as the minimum wage requires the employers to pay. So if I was getting paid, like there are some people whose wages go up with minimum wage, but that's just an indication that they are at least providing that much in real value to the company.
They're more likely to get cut if they're not.
If they're not close to that, then they're just going to... They can't afford to hire them.
Usually minimum wage increases aren't drastic like we're suggesting.
Right.
So, and what brought this whole conversation about was the Switzerland thing, which is a whole other, not really a minimum wage increase. It's something different. But if you're making $10 an hour and the minimum wage goes up to $8 an hour, then all the minimum wage people will probably be kept on. Prices will be raised concomitantly with the cost increase of doing business, and the $10 an hour employees won't get a raise.
And
that is a slap in the face of the $10 an hour employee.
I agree, because when you're working a job, sometimes the pay increases come at small intervals over long periods of time. So you may have like years of experience with a company before. Like some people, it takes, years before they can make 50 cents more. And if they just raise the minimum wage by 50 cents, then you see all these other people who are new to the company and haven't put in the time making the same as you.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the point I was trying to make there. Yeah, I've been doing what I do for 20 years. And, I'm a master electrician and a master plumber. And my wage does not increase as minimum wage does, but the cost does rise, and your cost raise, cost of living raise is only, like a $1.50 an hour extra every year, with a huge hike of $7.50, added on to that, would hurt me a lot financially.
No doubt, Mike. Thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Josh is in Aberdeen, Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Josh, listening to LRN.FM.
Hi, guys. So I just like to say that I feel like you guys are need to put the blame where it really belongs, and that's with the 1%, not the minimum wage guy making $15 an hour. We need to go and take this country back. The economy is broken. The rich are getting richer. There's no more middle class. The USA is no longer a state of free men. The corporation full of slaves and slave masters. And we need to wake up and get real, because we need to quit blaming the poor and the people that aren't making it, who need food stamps, that are working to support their family at Burger King, because there's nowhere to work. I'm a veteran, and I come home to this and find out that, our presidents are fake, our country's a scam. I got fooled. I went to, we need to get real and wake up.
It sounds like you've got a lot of issues on your mind, Josh, and I can understand the frustrations, things it sounds like you've discovered that things are not as they perhaps had seemed, and it's certainly no doubt that the 1%, in this case, the people who call themselves the state and their corporate buddies, are no doubt about it. They are a big concern. I was very involved in Occupy New Hampshire here in New Hampshire, and I'm certainly familiar with the 1%. And usually it's the 1% that take advantage of poor people. They take advantage of their economic ignorance.
What 1% are you talking about?
The people who call themselves the state.
I'm just using that verbiage, but I just mean the rich. All I mean is the rich are getting richer, the poor are getting poorer.
Well, no, wait a minute. What's wrong with being rich?
What's wrong with being rich is that everyone, there's going to be 10 people that top it up everything, and everyone else will be a slave. Okay,
I don't understand what you're getting at there. Look, if I'm rich, but I've earned all my money honestly, what's wrong with that?
If somebody works 40, when there's not enough to go around, when there's not enough...
on the radio, got to let you go there. You have to remember you're on a radio show, and you can't say the S word. Sorry about that. I really did want to hear what he had to say, but unfortunately he ruined it for himself. So call in another night. Maybe we'll keep you on longer.
Do you think he's really that upset, or was he...
I don't know. He seemed to be pretty upset. His voice sounded upset.
I didn't know
upset.
If he was doing like some kind of vocal caricature of a type of person he was making fun of, or if he really is that person.
No, I mean, it seemed real.
It was real to you? Okay, I wasn't sure if he was real.
I mean, I don't know. You never know, I suppose, but there are certainly people who do not like rich people. They have.
If he was real, then he was just listening to sound bites and regurgitating them.
Well, I mean, a lot of people do that. I mean, they will hear certain things that sound good, and they'll say them. I mean, it's popular to be anti-rich.
That's true.
Because there aren't very many rich people in comparison to people who don't have as much, and so therefore it's easy for people who don't have as much to be jealous of rich people. And it doesn't help when there are people who've gotten their wealth through the taking advantage of other people, like, for instance, using the power of the state to protect themselves from competition and therefore basically guarantee that they will make money to protect themselves from other upstarts in the business or to just get oodles and oodles of government contracts for their business. So when I talk about the 1%, I generally think of them as not rich people, but the people who are willing to use power over others. The people in the government, for instance, I consider them to be, you know, the upper echelon of them, to be the 1%, and the ultimate controllers of the industry, the big money men behind big industry that are, of course, inevitably tied in with the state. I don't have a problem with somebody making money. If you've made your money through honest means by providing a good product or service to people,
you
deserve every penny. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Kim is in a rush. A large tree has fallen on her car. She needs to file a claim. Should she A, strap her claim forms to a caffeinated falcon, or B, file her claim on Geico.com? The correct answer is B. It's easy to quickly file a claim on Geico.com and set up an appointment with an adjuster. The caffeinated falcon would probably get disoriented and deliver the claim to some burger joint. Geico.com is much more efficient and doesn't have dangerous talons.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, toll free at 855-453, and that is the SACL CAI toll free line. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Allie.
You can join Allie on her website, alpshow.com.
That's right.
And that's her radio show. You can get more of her there. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've been talking about the minimum wage, and this actually came out of a discussion about Switzerland. Voters will be voting on a minimum guaranteed income for all adults. And as one of our callers pointed out, what we didn't really get when we first read the story was that this would be a supplemental income, meaning that if the person makes $2,000 a month, this income would essentially be a check from the government that would bring them up to a certain minimum level,
right,
of $2,800 per month. Our caller earlier said that that would stimulate the economy, that even though, yeah, it would be printing out money, it's okay to print out money as long as people spend it.
Well, it's true that it would stimulate spending because, yeah, if you have money that you didn't have before, then you got more spend it on, or you have more money to spend on the things you want. But that is a short-lived solution to whatever, you know, whatever the economy moving slowly. Maybe the economy is moving slowly in just like the very present. Maybe people are saving money because they perceive that to be their best interest at the time. Who knows what the reason is, but it's not up to the state to decide what people's wages should be.
If all of a sudden people have more money to spend and they start spending it, prices will go up, right? Because if there's more money chasing around the same amount of goods, then prices have to go up. Because if everybody's making more, then everybody has to pay more in order for the, you know, the tax burden to be meet or to,
right,
be met.
Because so, the government doesn't create value. It,
right,
can print money,
it just
but
adds
it doesn't
dollars.
Yeah, it has to come from somewhere. Either you're going to steal it from everyone by printing the money, so that means that you're stealing money from everyone because their money's becoming worth less. Or you're going to have to tax people, which is direct form of stealing.
So there's actually a story I had on my show prep from a few weeks ago from Thomas Sowell at lourockwell.com about the minimum wage. And it actually addresses Switzerland in here. So you had asked, Allie, earlier if Switzerland had a minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out they're one of the few modern nations without one.
Oh, interesting.
We'll give you a little bit more information on that. Sol says, political crusades for raising the minimum wage are back again. Advocates of minimum wage laws often give themselves credit for being more compassionate towards the poor, but they seldom bother to check what the actual consequences of such laws are. One of the simple and most fundamental economic principles is that people tend to buy more when the price is lower and less when the price is higher. Yet advocates of minimum wage laws seem to think that the government can raise the price of labor without reducing the amount of labor that will be hired. When you turn from economic principles to hard facts, the case against minimum wage laws is even stronger. Countries with minimum wage laws almost invariably have higher rates of unemployment than countries without those minimum wage laws. Most nations today have minimum wage laws, but they have not always had them. And unemployment rates have been very much lower in places and times where there were no minimum wage laws. So Switzerland is one of the few in existence today without that minimum wage law. In 2003, The Economist magazine reported that Switzerland's unemployment neared a five-year high of 3.9% in February. In February of this year, Switzerland's unemployment rate was 3.1%. A recent issue of The Economist showed Switzerland's unemployment rate as 2.1%. Now, you compare that to American unemployment rates, and in some places, it's 10% here in the United States. Most Americans have never seen unemployment rates as low as Switzerland. However, there was a time when there was no federal minimum wage in the U.S. That last time was during the Coolidge administration, when the annual unemployment rate was as low as 1.8%. When Hong Kong was a British colony, it had no minimum wage. In 1991, its unemployment rate was under 2%.
This is kind of debunking what Joyce was suggesting, which is that it doesn't matter. People just like to work. They work for fun. The wages don't determine whether or not someone works or how much they need the money. It's totally just like, you know, to pass the time, and then whatever you get, you get. But obviously, that's not true. If you can sustain such unemployment, then people, it's like you're telling employers that they can't hire anyone who is not worth this much to you. So all right. Those people who don't have the experience to get a leg up in the workforce, they're just left high and dry. They don't have anywhere to go to gain these skills, which would make them valuable enough to hire at $10 an hour, $16 an hour.
Right. If you need the parking lot cleaned, but you can only afford to pay $5 an hour to somebody to go sweep the parking lot, you can't hire that person legally.
Have a machine do it.
So that person has no job because you could not hire them because of the minimum wage. As for being compassionate toward the poor, this assumes that there's some enduring class of Americans who are poor in some meaningful sense, and that there's something compassionate about their reducing their chances of getting a job. Most Americans living below the government set poverty line have a washer and dryer as well as a computer, and more than 80% have air conditioning.
That's a good point.
More than 80% also have both a landline and a cell phone. Nearly all have television and refrigerator. Most Americans living below the official poverty line also own a motor vehicle and have more living space than the average European. Not Europeans in poverty, the average European. So why then are they called poor? Because government bureaucrats created the official definition of poverty, and they do so in ways that provide a political rationale for the welfare state, and, not incidentally, for the bureaucrats' own jobs. Most people in the lower income brackets are not an enduring class. Most working people in the bottom 20% in income at a given time do not stay there over time. More of them end up in the top 20% than remain behind in the bottom 20%.
I know. People always act like being poor is just a lifelong condition, when it's not. It's something that a lot of people experience when they're young and in college or around college age, and that they grow out of that. They gain experience, which is the most valuable thing to an employer.
Nothing is mysterious about the fact that most people start off in entry-level jobs that pay much less than they will earn after they get some work experience. But when minimum wage levels are set without regard to their initial productivity, young people are disproportionately unemployed. They are priced out of jobs. In European welfare states where minimum wage and mandated job benefits to be paid by to be paid for employers are more generous than in the U.S., unemployment rates for younger workers are often 20% or higher, even when there is no recession. Unemployed young people lose not only the pay they could have earned, but at least equally important, the work experience that would enable them to earn higher rates of pay later on. Minorities, like young people, can also be priced out of jobs. In the U.S., the last year in which the black unemployment rate was lower than the white unemployment rate, which was 1930, was also the last year when there was no federal minimum wage law.
Right. So right when there started to be, I actually read something about how it was implemented as like kind of a racist measure where the white people were afraid of black people taking the jobs. Mm. And so that's how the minimum wage in the United States started. Maybe next time I'm on, I'll bring in that story.
Inflation in the 1940s raised the pay of even unskilled workers to above the minimum wage set in 1938. Economically, it was the same as if there were no minimum wage laws by the late 1940s. In 1948, the unemployment rate of black 16-year-old and 17-year-old males was 9.4%. This was a fraction of what it would become in even the most prosperous years from 1958 on, as the minimum wage was raised repeatedly to keep up with inflation. Some compassion for the poor. A survey of American economists found that 90% of them regarded minimum wage laws as increasing the rate of unemployment among low-skilled workers. Inexperience is often the problem. Only about 2% of Americans over the age of 24 earn the minimum wage. So not very many people. And in fact, most heads of household do not earn the minimum wage. Advocates of minimum wage laws usually base their support of those laws on their estimate of how much a worker needs in order to have what they call a living wage, or on some other criterion that pays little or no attention to the worker's skill level, experience, or general productivity. So it's hardly surprising that minimum wage laws set wages that price many a young worker out of a job. What's surprising is that despite an accumulation of evidence over the years of the devastating effects of minimum wage laws on black teenage unemployment rates, members of the Congressional Black Caucus continue to vote for such laws. Once, years ago, during a confidential discussion with a member of that black caucus, I asked how they could possibly vote for minimum wage laws. The answer I got was that members of the Black Caucus were part of a political coalition, and as such, they were expected to vote for things that other members of that coalition wanted, such as minimum wage laws, in order that other members of the coalition would vote for the things that the Black Caucus wanted. When I asked what could the black members of Congress possibly get in return for supporting minimum wage laws that would be worth sacrificing whole generations of young blacks to huge rates of unemployment, the discussion quickly ended. I may have been vehement when I asked that question.
Interesting.
The same question could be asked of black public officials in general, including Barack Obama, who've taken the side of the teachers' unions, who oppose vouchers or charter schools that allow black parents to take their children out of failing public schools. Minimum wage laws can even affect the level of racial discrimination. In an earlier era when racial discrimination was both legally and socially accepted, minimum wage laws were often used to openly price minorities out of the job market.
Yep.
So there's just been evidence after evidence on top of evidence to show that minimum wage laws hurt the poor, that they hurt the unskilled worker, they hurt youth, that they hurt minorities, but yet politicians continue to advocate for them because it sounds good.
Ironically, all the things that the advocates for minimum wage think that they support.
All right, we're out of time for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design
design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.